This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The top U.S. infectious disease expert warned Sunday of a possible upcoming spike in cases of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking on ABC television, said the nation may see a, quote, surge upon a surge, end quote, of cases following the Thanksgiving holiday, when many Americans traveled to celebrate the holiday with family and friends. Dr. Deborah L. Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, said on CBS television Sunday, people who traveled during the holiday should assume they were exposed to the virus and get tested within the next week. The U.S. has 13.3 million of the world's 62.7 million COVID-19 cases, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The U.S. has more cases of the virus than any other country in the world. India and Brazil follow the U.S. in case numbers, and with 9.3 million and 6.3 million, respectively. New Zealand's workplace regulator, WorkSafe, has filed charges against 13 parties following an investigation into a volcanic eruption on White Island in 2019 that killed 22 people. A surprise eruption December 9, 2019, injured many more. The majority of the casualties were tourists from a cruise ship. There were 47 people on the island when the volcano erupted. Despite reports, there was a heightened risk of an eruption at that time. WorkSafe Chief Executive Phil Parks said at a news conference Monday, investigations found 13 parties had not met their health and safety obligations in taking the tourists to White Island. Lebanon has been informed an upcoming round of maritime border talks with Israel due this week has been postponed, a Lebanese military official said Monday. News of the postponement of a session scheduled to take place Wednesday came after Israel accused Lebanon of changing its stance. This is VOA News.